Om Shanti. Good morning. So I'm going to test you all a little bit. You ready for the test? Yes or no?
Yes.
Very good. So everybody wants to come very close to Bab Dada, correct?
Yes.
Very good. So first of all, I want you all to come close. Yeah, you all can come and sit here. You all can sit here because the empty sofas don't look very nice, and Dadi Janki used to do that. Please come forward. This is the test. So you all passed. Very good. You're going to listen. So today's topic is manifesting love. And we have Brother Surya with us, who came in Gyan in 1964 and dedicated himself to godly services. In 1968, he met Brahma Baba and was very inspired and touched by his life. So he's a senior Rajyogi teacher of godly knowledge and practical meditation. And Brother Surya is in charge of the food department in all three campuses. He has done various researches and experiments on how to cure the body with the power of his thought, which many have experimented. Brother Surya has traveled all over the globe across the five continents. I think he has visited most of our countries where we are involved. Myself, I'm from Dubai, so he visited to Dubai, Middle East as well. So he's a recipient of Chanakya Award in Delhi in 2015, and recently he received an award of Nelson Mandela in Delhi as well, in London, sorry, in UK, where he traveled just 3 months ago. And Brother Surya is the one who basically sets the stage for us before Avyakt Bab Dada's Milan with his very experiential-oriented class. So before I take so much of your time, Brother Surya, manifesting love by being a great donor. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So all are happy in Gansar all? Experiencing Baba's love? Baba's love. What is the method? How we can experience Baba's love? Because if we are full of love, then we can donate love. If we are lacking love, nothing can be given. So what is the method to experience God's love in life? Simple method. He loves us very much, but we have to love Him more than His love, actually. Because His love is equal for all human beings in this world. But our love depends upon few things, and we have to enhance our love. What is the method? Nishche. No, we have faith. After faith, we have all kinds of faith. First thing is bodilessness. If we practice soul consciousness a lot, our love goes in directly. There is a pull between soul and supreme soul. If we become soul, I'm not saying we have to practice only, we have to become soul. We have become body, simple language. Not only body consciousness, but all had become body. Now we have to become soul. So if we are soul conscious, we will experience Baba's love, and we will have lot of love for Him, one thing. So in our day-to-day life, when we are in action, when you are in job, make a plan. When you are in Gyan Sarovar, make a plan of your future. And planning is the best planning. If you plan weekly, make a plan for a week. simple and practical plan. Plan for soul consciousness, plan for self-respect, plan to become free from waste thoughts, plan to make our intellect stable, plan to become a successful yogi, and also one plan to bring certain dharana in our life, certain dharana which you like most, which are most important for this spiritual life, for the progress of our spiritual life, just as contentment, happiness, easiness, egolessness, purity, humility, sweet tongue. These are our important dharana, which help us to go to the peak of spirituality. So it's very important thing. To practice soul consciousness, I remind you one very essential version from Babaji Murali. The children who practice bodilessness a lot, at the time of destruction, they will not get destroyed, but they will leave their body willingly. A great thing. Because I give an example. Suppose earthquake take place. Many people go down the earth. Many don't die. Half die. At that time, what will be their punishment? Breathing is difficult. No water to drink. No doctor for treatment. Nothing. They are alone. And many negative thoughts. What is going to happen to my family? My this work, that work, what will happen now? So, only one day in that situation will be the biggest punishment of Dharmaraj. Biggest. 1 hour will become like 1,000 years. But yogi souls, those who practice bodilessness, will leave their body in a second. As soon as they desire, I have to leave this body, will go out. So we will focus more and more to practice bodilessness. I give you some point how to practice. You can note down 7 points for 7 days, 1 point for a day, because 1 point cannot be practiced for all. Point may be most beautiful, but it will make us bore after some time. After 2-3 days. So we need to keep changing our practices. First practice, as per 2 days only too. I have incarnated this body from soul world. From soul world I came down, entered this body. When we practice, we all must keep one secret in our mind. For a successful practice, we need to make a vision plus good thinking. 2 things. Good churning plus picturizing, visualizing. So you have to visualize like this. I am a soul sitting in soul world. For 10 seconds, visualize yourself to be there. I started to descend. I'm coming down. See, a powerful soul is coming down. I'm that soul. Came here. You can give 20 seconds, 30 seconds for this. Such practice. But keep aim in your mind for a good experience that every hour I have to practice it 2 times. What will be practical benefit? Work will not influence you. You will influence your work. Kali Yugi vibrations will not influence you. You will influence all negative vibrations around you. It's a very powerful thing. Second practice. I'm a soul in forehead. This is my cave. Forehead is my cave. I'm sitting inside. Visualize yourself. I am supremely pure soul. Give a thought. And then visualize one thing. I am a pure soul. From me, golden vibrations of purity are going to my brain. Feel that brain became full with golden rays. This is like a balloon and inside golden vibrations. So these golden vibrations of purity will repair your brain. Brain will become very efficient, energetic, powerful. This is such a good practice. And then you can also do one thing, that these pure vibrations are spreading in whole body and healing my body, healing each organ of my body. This is the biggest healing energy in the world. Purity is the biggest healing power in the world. Because people are lacking purity, therefore lot of disease are coming in the bodies. This is main reason of disease. Third practice. I'm Master Almighty. Sitting on the throne of forehead. I'm the king of this body. Master of mind and intellect. Self-sovereign. Fourth one. Very entertaining exercise of yoga and soul consciousness. I am a soul. I left this body and going back to my home. Sitting in soul world. Every day. If we go there and sit there for some seconds only, it will give the experience of deep silence. And many ways thoughts will end. So make it the practice of every day, at least twice a day. Fifth day, I am an angel of purity. This is all the practice of soul consciousness. Sixth day, I am a great soul in this body. with acceptance. I am a great soul in this body. Seventh day's practice, just as Baba made drill on Avyakta day, at the last Brahmin, so angel, so deity. So make a picture. I am Brahmin here. On my left side, my angelic form is standing. Make a picture of your perfect angelic form. On right side, deity form is standing. And soul left this Brahmin body, going towards angelic body, entered angelic body, sitting in forehead of angel for some time. See your own form and create some powerful thought. I am an angel of purity. I am angel free from all bondages. I am a powerful angel. I am God's messenger. I am world benefactor angel. Like this. Then from there, so left that body, going, this is journey of the soul, going towards deity form, entered there, see your deity form, divine form, with divine glow, with divine aura. I am fully virtuous, most powerful, wiseless, master of entire nature. Life is full of everything, health, wealth and happiness. Then from there I came back in Brahmin body. This practice. If you do this practice only once in the morning and once in evening night, three times, it will give you wonderful experiences. Do it carefully, intensively, entertaining practice. Experience entertainment of this. Second practice, to experience God's love, gratitude to Him, give thanks to Him. I am very grateful to you, O my sweet Baba, because you gave me this. You can make at least 16 thoughts. You can choose what Baba has given you. Just as Baba, you gave me perfect, complete knowledge. You gave me the light of knowledge. You have enlightened my life. You have shown me the true path. This knowledge has become a might for me. I came to know my home, my destination. Many, many thanks to you. Baba, we had been searching for you since thousands of years. You came to me. You became my Baba. You came very close to me. I could see you anytime. I can see you anytime. You love me, I love you. Millions and millions of thanks to you. Like this. O Sadguru, O God friend, you brought the gift of heaven for me. You have given me blessings, you have given me might, you have become the boatman of my life boat. I became carefree when you are my boatman. Millions and millions of thanks to you. So mind will become full with love. You can make this experience once every day, once a day, morning, evening, night, any time, no problem. So feel gratitude for Him. You have given me new life. You have become my companion on this life journey. You came to me being my good friend. Oh God, you have become my good friend. I'm so happy to get your friendship. Many, many thanks to you. I'm very grateful to you. So make a list what you have achieved from Him. Baba, you have chosen me out of millions. We had been searching for this true path for years and years. We had been searching for a true guide for Guru. You came to me being a true guide. You liberated me from many things. You made my life light and pure. Many, many thanks to you. This way. So we have to feel gratitude towards Him and then we will experience love for Him. Now, very important thing, love for the family, love for this entire world. So, every day, for some days, not forever, not for whole years and years, for some days, we have to create one good feeling in our mind. I'm a great soul. I'm ancestor. I'm world benefactor. I love all human beings, all animals and birds. I love entire nature. Create this thought for 1-2 minutes every day, every morning. So loveful vibrations will go to entire creation, all creature of this world. Our love is a great thing. You might have heard the story of some monks of India. We call them Rishi, great, great monks, in their ashram. Even tiger used to come and sit in silence. True story. If you see sometimes dogs are barking, they are coming to you to bite you, you just give loveful drashti to them, they will become silent. These dogs receive our love very much. I don't know about your cat, but I know about dogs. All dogs. In India, dogs are free, not like your country, in every home. Dogs everywhere you can see on the roads, in the homes, in the families. They like love. I made this experiment many times in my young age because we had to go on walk, on foot always, and on the way, some of the 4-5 dogs started to bark me, to shout at me, and just feeling what they will bite me. I just stood up and said, okay. Gave the drashti of love, and they started dancing and went back. Many experiences, at least 100. Always I used to do this, give little love, they will go back. One practical story. Maybe 3-4 years back, our group went for nature cure therapy in a city. So near center, there was a dog crying whole night, barking whole night, shouting all the time. We could not sleep. One of our brother and sister were running after him with a stick, but he was not silent. After 3 days, When we came out of the center, 8 o'clock in the morning, to go to the nature cure center, so there were 5 dogs standing. So that brother, who used to try every night to took them away, he told me, this is that dog. And one of our sisters just called him, oh, come to me. And he came immediately, sat down. She touched her hand to the dog on her back, gave love to him, and talked to the dog. Oh, dog, you are so sweet. You don't allow us at night to sleep at night, but you are very sweet. You are our good friend. Just today, please, don't cry. And it happened true. From the next night, there was no dog, everything was silent. So these animals understand the language of our vibrations, because they don't have waste thinking. And human beings, 95% waste. So it has become hard for human beings to receive vibrations. And because of waste, what is happening wrongly in this world? They are receiving negative energy because of waste. Waste thought will attract negative energy. Pure thoughts will attract pure energy. Both energies are here in this nature, in this world. If we get angry, we receive lot of negative energy. So every day, we all have to create the feeling of love, deep feeling of love. I love all human beings. They may be terrorists. I have loveful feeling for them. I bless them, oh God. Give them good intellect. Make them non-violent. So, loveful feeling. But most important thing is our own family. We are Brahmins. Pure souls. Brahmins are great. Do you accept it? All Brahmins are great. Not good answer. We have to give loveful feeling to all Brahmins what to do. Because it is important in many mullis, avyakt mullis. Many times actually, and specifically at the time when Baba had met to Madhuvan Nivasi, when we were in Pandavavan, Baba came many times in Baba's room, in history hall. We were very close to him. In many murlis, he mentioned one thing. Do you have loveful feeling to each other? So, answer was like your answer. And Baba's answer was, if you love Baba, but you don't love the family, your own brothers and sisters. Wonderful words were there. Baba will not accept your love. So equally, you have to love your old brothers and sisters. And from that day, first day when Baba spoke this way, I changed my thinking. I started to think this way, that these all Brahmins, because at that time, in 69, 70, 71, Pandavavan was very small, and all Pandavavan Nivasi were not so educated, or so worthy, or so great. So it was very difficult to believe that they are great souls. But I thought this way. See the fortune of these old brothers and sisters. At that time we were about 50 in Pandav Bhavan. Everyone has got God. They have achieved God. How great they are. A sannyasi, big sannyasi monks, priest or in India Sankaracharya or we call them Mahamandaleshwar, cannot say that they have achieved God. And these old brothers and sisters now, see here, we all are sitting here, all have achieved God. So are we not great? What is your response? Change your attitude. What we see in our Brahmin family now, because all came in the beginning of golden age, long journey they have passed, after half of Kali Yuga, many vices, many weaknesses, many faults enter their mind. So now, we all, most of the Brahmins, had become vicious before becoming Brahmin. Now we are becoming pure. So we reach to our lowest stage. So we should not mind where people are now in Brahmin family. Lowest stage of the cycle. Once I went to Australia and Australian brothers and sisters were telling me one thing, that Bharat had become very old, say 95 years old, and our Australia is very young, 10 years young only. I asked them why. Only 250 years back, people came in Australia. Australia came into existence. And in Australia, there is the history of 150 years only. This is the event of, I can say, 30 years back, I went there. So, Australia is very young. Bharat has become very old, therefore Australia is beautiful because of being very young. It's true. So all Brahmins have become very old of 99 years. So many demerits, many weaknesses are there in their life. Someone can become angry. Someone can speak harsh word. Someone can have hatred. Someone can have ego. But keep these things aside. They achieved God. A great thing. How fortunate they are. Second thing. The second thing is most important, and normally all Brahmins are not aware of this, that we all Brahmins have achieved complete and true knowledge. Philosophy. This is not a simple philosophy. Great knowledge in India and in entire world. Scholars had been searching for true knowledge in holy books. No one could get. No one could get to know even who I am, who God is, where is our home. No one could know even about our home. And in Brahmin family, even a baby knows Paramdham. I came down from Paramdham. That is my home. So great knowledge, be aware of that. So I have this attitude towards everyone, that all got complete knowledge, true knowledge. Their search of truth has been end. third thing, all are pure. All have adopted purity. Not a small thing. Go in the world and see the position of young people nowadays in the world, full of vices. And our brothers and sisters have adopted this pure life, have accepted this pure life. They are great. Fourth thing, it was for Madhubanivasi, they have surrendered everything to God. Not a small thing. Nothing for self, everything for world service. So these are the greatnesses of Brahmins. I share you one thing. I was sharing this last night in Shantivan, one class. In our organization, in this great yajna, you must know we have 50,000 of sisters who have dedicated their lives. 50,000. Many of them surrendered their life in last 10 years only. They are very young. Less than 30 years old. They are highly educated. Now in India, sisters, virgins, kumaris who are dedicating their lives are highly educated. Many are CA, chartered accountant. Many are lawyers. Many are M.Tech, Master of Technology, B.Tech, MBA. But they surrender their lives. So you can see how great these kumaris are. They left, they renounced all desires of this Kali Yuga world. They adopted this pure life. No interest towards that life. They have no desire of this Kali Yuga world. Everything for Baba. So you can see how powerful is this Baba's yajna, where 50,000 dedicated sisters unitedly are working to transform this world, to make this world heaven. So they are great. So bring a change into your attitudes. Our Brahmin brothers and sisters are great souls in this world. In one Murli, Baba had mentioned one thing. This is also very interesting, that you are the worship worthy souls. Are you worship worthy sisters? Devi? Who are Devis here? Raise your hand. Not this hand. Devi's hand are like this. Devta, gods. So Baba mentioned, people are laughing to listen, Baba, that when you were in storm statues in the temple, you used to give lot of respect and love to each other. And when you are in practical life form here, you hate each other. So someone answered. They did not react. Here we react. So bring a change into your attitude. All are great. And then automatically your loveful vibrations will reach to everyone. Not only love, but respect. Deep respect. Hearty respect. These are the great souls. So this way, we can increase the feeling of love for nature, for Brahmin family, and for all souls and creature of this world, because we are ancestor. So keep a thought in your mind. Let powerful, pure, loveful vibrations go to the world from me. Have such feeling. On every morning, only once, for 1-2 minutes, create such good feeling in your mind. Now I would like to say some other things to you. World is going towards end. We can see it. In India, many astrologers, famous astrologers, are predicting that year 24, next year, is a year of earthquakes in the world. And then we will go fastly towards world war, Mahabharata. Not soon. People are declaring in 29 that world war can take place in 2019 according to the position of stars. Time can change little bit here and there. But now is the end of Kali Yuga. We know that 100 years of confluence age will end in 2036. By that time, God's divine task of establishment and destruction must finish. And then after that, souls of that age will come down. Some astrologers in India, they are also declaring that in 2037, Lord Krishna will born in India. They don't know why and how. When astrologer was saying, I was listening, that after this government, Suryavanshi government will be established on this earth. And he gave his remark that our scriptures says that the duration of Kali Yuga is millions and millions of years. I don't go in that thing. I don't go in that debate. But what the position of stars is saying, what my astrology is speaking is that after this government, Suryavanshi government will be established in Bharat. How? I don't know. We know. We know it. That kingdom of deities, kingdom of Sri Krishna, we can say, is coming soon on this earth and world will become heaven. So, one thing, we must prepare for the future. What should be our preparation? One thing, we will have to accept what will happen on this earth. Acceptance, important dharana. Make your mind, prepare your mind to accept everything. Because now, you will see in 1-3 years, nothing will remain in the hands of government also. Everything will be controlled from God. Just we have noticed now, all of a sudden, Hamas killed many people in Israel and a big war started. All of a sudden. No one knew it even one day before. So likewise, many instant things will happen on this earth. Governments won't be able to understand what is going on. And many politicians will become so angry, just as one news I came to listen just 2 days before, that one country gave this command that we will throw atom bomb on Israel. It may be true news or not, but it was coming on in a news, that line. So then, India gave challenge. If you throw atom bomb on Israel, we will finish you forever. So see, I was thinking this is the anger. So anger will cause destruction. Anger and ego. So such threat we will see in future. Lot of fear will spread everywhere. Second dharana. What to do? Acceptance, one thing. We need not to arise the question, why this is happening this way? Why people are doing this way? Because all souls of all religions will have to go back home. Now is the time. And you can know the sequence of the religions, how they had been established from Copper Age. With the same sequence, they will be destroyed now. Same sequence. So we need not to arise the question in our mind, why this is happening on this? Why these wise people are doing this way? Why these people are taking such decision? Whatever is determined, it will happen. Nothing will remain in the hand of human beings. So acceptance, fearlessness. You will see lot of fear on this planet. People will stop seeing the news. They will break their TVs. No social media. Nothing. Because of fear. So every morning, we must do one practice. I am Master Almighty and fearless soul. I am Master Almighty, fearless soul. If someone of you have hidden fear inside, because this is a big problem nowadays in the world, fear from inside is coming up. They don't know why. Why they have fear? From inside, from the subconscious mind, it is emerging every day. So 21 times every morning, as soon as you open your eyes, say good morning to Baba, and I am Master Almighty and fearless soul. 21 times. I am Master Almighty, fearless soul. For 21 days only. And your entire fear will finish. Otherwise, this fear is creating psychiatric disease. Many cases come to me, many now. We have a lot of fear. We don't know why and what to do now. They go to the doctor. What doctors will do with fear? There is nothing in their syllabus about fear. They will give a tablet, eat and sleep. No fear. But they will have fear even in sleep. So we have the remedy of our fear. I am Master Almighty, fearless soul. And I will say, all must become master of Master Almighty practice. Bring it into lot of your practice. I am Master Almighty, I am most powerful person in the world. So your sleeping powers will awaken. Powers, all mights. You might have noticed 2 days before from Avyakt Murli, all powers, all mights are God's inheritance to you. So Baba has given his all powers to us. All powers came to us. But they are in dormant form, sleeping inside. We have to awaken them. We have to activate them. And method is, I am Master Almighty. Just as the child of tiger is tiger. But if tiger's child forget himself that he is tiger, what will happen? Same thing is happening to us. We are the children of Almighty. We are most powerful. But because of vices, we have forgotten everything. Now, we have to awaken our inner powers. I am Master Almighty. I am Master Almighty. This is a great practice, and at the same time you can visualize, I am Master Almighty from each part of my body. Red vibrations are spreading out. Red. And making aura around me. This is very good practice. Will protect you from everything. So acceptance, fearlessness, unshakable stage, which is the great stage, not so easy, not so simple. We have to make practice and practice again and again of it. That whatever is happening on this earth, it has to happen. Keep few thoughts in your mind. Whatever is happening on this earth, nothing new. It has happened 5,000 years ago. Nothing new. Second most important thing, everyone has one's own karmic account. One himself is responsible whatever is happening with him or her. So we are responsible. Our karmic account is responsible for everything, whatever is happening with us. Be detached observer. Same attitude towards others. Suppose your sweet children, you have two sweet children, two babies, say babies, 5 years, 7 years old, and they are suffering from few things. You must know their karmic account is responsible for them. But what to do? We cannot leave them alone. We can give them good vibrations with the faith that our vibrations will help them a lot. This will be our responsibility. This is our responsibility, and we all have to do it. Giving vibrations. Now, one beautiful technique I am giving you. Every morning, you can spare only 3 to 5 minutes for your family. Easy? Everyone will spare, I will say 5 minutes every morning. And better time will be when all people in your family are sleeping. Because when they are sleeping, their subconscious mind is fully active. They will receive what you send them. So what you have to do is stand at a place. You can fix up a place in your home. Because earth vibrations are also very important. You will see at a certain place, vibrations become very powerful. Your mind becomes very stable. At a certain place, you have to find out that place in your home. Where is that place? This corner, that corner, in middle, or in which direction you have to keep your face. Okay.
युग में तुमको आना है खड़ा आगे
This beautiful, simple method to make your family free from problems. So, I was talking that north face, if you sit in yoga, keeping your face north side, north direction, that will help you in good concentration. So, stand or sit at a place in your home, and for 1-2 minutes, spread very pure vibrations in your home, in your family, with a feeling, I am supremely pure soul. If you can do good yoga, that from Baba, pure vibrations, golden vibrations, are coming down to me, coming down in soul. And then, 1-2 minutes, then from soul, a beautiful fountain of pure vibrations is spreading in your whole house, going to all souls of your family. For 1 minute only. Move your face like this, in entire home. And then, create such good thoughts in your mind. These all souls are great souls in my family. These are very punyatma, charitable souls in my family. They are the souls of deity religion in my family. They are good children of God in my family. So my family is a family of great souls. I got such beautiful family. I love all. They love me. Create such thoughts in the morning. And you must know, you must have faith that your own thoughts will determine everything. Do you believe it? Your each and every thought has got so much power, it will create the future accordingly. Will you do it every day? If you forget any day, no problem. If you don't do at 4 o'clock, you can do 5 o'clock, you can do at 6 o'clock, up to 6. It will help you a lot. Your family will love, respect you. A subtle feeling of love and respect in their mind will emerge. Okay, Om Shanti. Thank you very much.